Well, Dwayne, let's take a look at what's going on in Alamogordo, and apparently a very busy Sunday afternoon. What happened?
We had an Alamogordo man. It was fleeing from police. They had a warrant for his arrest for his involvement in a shooting here in Alamogordo Sunday at 4 a.m. So the Alamogordo Police Department got a tip that he was out in the county in the La Luz area. And when they saw him, he took off in his vehicle down Dog Ranch Road. And when he got to U.S. Highway 5470, he was T-boned by another vehicle that was traveling northbound on that highway. He then ran into the McGinn's Pistachio Tree Ranch and held 14 people hostage. But they eventually talked him out of the building after the hostages were released unharmed. The suspect in Sunday's hostage situation at McGinn's is now facing numerous criminal charges. He's charged with two counts of aggravated assault on a police officer, shooting at an occupied building, breaking and entering, aggravated fleeing law enforcement, and criminal damage to property. And he is also charged in the early Sunday morning shooting of one count of aggravated battery with great bodily harm in that case. And he is currently jailed at the Otero County Detention Center on a $300,000 no 10% bond for all of the charges.
What's known about the suspect? How old is he? And, he's from Alamogordo, correct?
Yes, he's 21 years old. He recently moved here and has been living with friends or couch hopping. He'd live with somebody for a little while, and then he'd go and live with another friend for a few days and so forth. So, and he has an extensive criminal history of narcotics possession and aggravated battery, also battery on a household member, and charges of that nature.
What an unfortunate set of circumstances that occurred there in Alamogordo, Dwayne.
Yes, and it's very fortunate that nobody was injured in the hostage situation. No, all law enforcement were unharmed as well.
Okay, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next week, sir.
Okay.